the biggest sports stories of the week.
I think that is the attitude you should have. But if the first thing you bring up when you look at the standings is Craig Counsell, then he has real estate in your head.
I don't think you can even argue.
Oh, no argument.
The Green Bay Packers
were the way it ended, but like I just said it, like they were 7-8 last year against everyone besides the Bears, right?
Unique and compelling analysis and opinions when it comes to your favorite teams.
As much as they want, because both teams are good and that game to be close to.
Kyle, you're not feeling this.
Jason knows I'm not feeling
this. No, Kyle and I have already had this argument.
Yeah.
You hate that I feel.
What else was on the WB back then? What else did I miss?
You probably saw the Wayans brothers, right?
Yeah.
The Jamie Foxx show. Don't come on now, Craig. Come on, Craig. You know the Jamie Foxx show?
No.
You know
this is Sunday Karma, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue. Here's GKB founder and CEO, Craig Karmazin.
And good morning and happy Mother's Day to you. I feel like Kyle's got some great Mother's Day brunch, I'll call it, planned. What do you got? Look like you got a nice shirt on. You're going out to a nice Mother's Day brunch.
Yeah, going to a Mother's Day brunch. I know some people don't like me right now, so I'm not going to say where. But do know I will be out in the streets for Mother's Day.
The mean streets of Milwaukee?
The mean streets of Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah. How about you, fellas?
Well, by the way, for those of you following closely, which I know Strophy is, Lester gets a goal in the 81st minute. We're now in the 88th minute as Forrest and Lester tied at 2. Huge implications on who is going to be advancing to the Champions League.
Could barely sleep last night. I was thinking about it so much.
Wow. Wait a minute. Nottingham Forest has a chance to go to the Champions League?
Yes. That's the crazy thing. So Forest, who was going into the year, you'd assume they're going to be relegated. If they win this game against Leicester.
Wait, Leicester City is still good now after their miracle run years ago?
Leicester's getting relegated this
year. Leicester City. Oh,
okay. So Leicester's getting relegated. And they're playing at Forest, who is playing to go to the Champions League. If Forest wins, they're in fifth. And the top five go to the Champions League.
Out of the Premier League.
Yeah, out of the Premier League. The top five will go to the Champions League.
Well, I'm cheering from Nottingham Forest.
So there's only two games to go after this. So there's this game and then two more. So right
who's
now.
Who's going to win the Premier League?
Liverpool already won.
Oh, the Reds?
Look at Kyle.
Or the Gunners? Or not the Reds, they're the Gunners.
I'm missing Kyle's accent, but besides that, it's okay.
The Gunners are going Liverpool. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Is that good?
It was all right.
A slight edge over Arsenal.
Does nothing work around here?
I did that just to mess with you.
Oh, wait. Liverpool's the Reds.
Yeah.
And Arsenal's the Gunners.
Arsenal's in second.
Oh, wow. So Man City, Man United, Chelsea.
Liverpool hosts Arsenal today. If Arsenal wins, they clinch second. I don't know if they tie if they clinch second.
Where's Man United at?
They're in like 16th. They're terrible. Yes.
What happened? They sold or who's in charge?
No. I was going to call him Malcolm Glazer. The Glazer
Jacob
family.
The
Glazers still own the team, I think.
Wow. The Yankees own the team and ran them into the ground. Is that what happened, Craig?
Maybe.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. America.
Hey, we got a Pope.
We do have a Pope.
I can chime in on this one.
Only thing I like from Southside Chicago.
Okay. So we've decided we do like him.
Oh, yeah. I like him. Okay. I like him.
All right.
You can't say you don't like him. Is that even a choice?
Yeah, there's a choice.
I mean,
go to Twitter. There's
are you Catholic?
There's always a choice.
I'm not Catholic at all. So I get to pick and choose.
So then
you're
I don't care
Catholic
about your opinion
at
on the
all?
Pope.
I'm not Catholic at all.
You're either Catholic or not Catholic.
No, right. Some people are reforming Catholic. Some people are rehabilitating Catholic.
You followed that up. You said, I'm not Catholic at all, and then followed it up with, I pick and choose.
I pick and choose if I like the Pope or not. We've been on a pretty good run of popes.
I guess what I'm saying is I just don't care about your opinion on the Pope if you're not Catholic.
Wait a minute. What?
I don't care about your opinion on the Pope if you're not Catholic.
He's a human being. I should have an opinion on a person.
You can have him. I'm just saying I don't care about your opinion.
So that's like when NBA players say, I don't care about your opinion of NBA players if you never played in the NBA.
Right. It could be. Or if you're not an NBA fan. Like if someone's like, I don't like LeBron, but I don't watch the NBA.
You know,
I'm like, I don't care about your opinion about LeBron if you don't even watch the NBA.
The next time any of these professional athletes come for my boy Stro for being so athletic or saying something crazy, I'm going to say, I don't care about your opinion if you're not in radio. How about that?
Well
How
said.
About that?
Well said.
Screw up. You stick, shoot, and dribble. What did I say? Dribble. Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and dribble. I believe the line. Yes.
That's a terrible comparison. But Strophy, are you Catholic? You said you have some opinions. Here.
I was baptized Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Wait a minute.
He's a Bears fan. I can't like him.
He's not. He just said I was baptized Catholic, so he's less of a Catholic than I am.
I don't really practice anymore. I guess
no.
is more the
so
point.
So you're a Catholic. You're baptized. Like
that's correct.
When
yeah.
you die, you're Catholic. You're right. You're gonna repent and
he's
all
a very
that
bad
stuff.
Catholic.
No, we're not judging here.
Very
wow.
bad.
It's a Sunday.
Did your mother teach you?
This
show?
Is Mother's Day, Kyle.
She
Come
taught
on.
Me to be
show
real.
Some respect.
She taught me to be real. And if anybody says I was baptized Catholic, that means they are not a practicing Catholic. That man is a heathen. That's what he is.
But Strophy, you're saying you don't like him as a Bears fan. He's an NFL fan. Like, that is
well,
cool
more,
in and of itself.
He's more a baseball fan. But
no, but would you have ever thought there'd be a Pope who, like,
no.
would, like, be a, like, I'm saying this is relatable. So just because he doesn't root for your same team, he roots for your sports. He knows your sports exist.
But he's the anti-Stroff. He roots for the Bears.
No, but he roots for, like, the NFL, and you root for the NFL. You have a common, you and the Pope, like, both.
That's true.
Like, Like at the Vatican, like he's going to be watching football on Sundays
and something
or Mondays. I don't know how the days.
There's
the
7 hours ahead.
Yeah. So on Sundays.
So a noon game would be like his nightcap on a Sunday after a busy day.
So Sunday night football though is Monday
he's
morning.
Asleep. Yeah, he's asleep. But the
Not
thing that
the
makes
Bears
me
are playing,
is,
like imagine like are they allowed to even watch TV?
That
or is that like blasphemous?
I don't know.
No, they are because guess what? The Pope was waiting to be elected through the conclave. Peep this. He watched the conclave. He played video games. He's the first baby boomer pope, and it shows.
You know what's cool is the smoke idea.
Wait. Baby boomer or Gen X?
69 years old. He's a baby
he's a
boomer.
Boomer.
Okay, that's a boomer?
That's a boomer.
Yeah. No, look at Craig trying to take credit. No, he's not your generation.
I don't know what generation I am.
Younger than Homer.
He is.
Wow.
You hear about Stroph disrespecting Homer this week?
We can go ahead and skip that.
No.
He told him, shut your mouth, old man.
I did say that. And Homer, then Kyle said I was disrespectful, and Homer went off on Kyle for telling him how to feel.
Yeah. So the NBA second round has been insanity. NBA, it's supposed to be like, we have home court advantage. We play the whole year for home court advantage. Does anyone know what the record is in the second round? For teams who have home court?
It's not good.
You know what it is in the Eastern Conference? There have been 6 games. How many have been won by the home team?
0.
None of them.
0-6 in the Bucks Conference. Like, we thought about the whole year. Bucks don't have home court going into the postseason. They're the 5 seed. The road teams are 0-6 in the second. The home teams are 0-6 in the second round of the playoffs, which is wild. And it makes you think that much more about how close things could have been, where the Bucks were. Now, maybe you guys aren't still thinking about it that way, but when I think back to those last 35 seconds of Game 5, and my thoughts are certainly not a lot on that. My thoughts are much more on next year. Where are you, Strophy, in terms of thinking about the Bucks next year?
I'll start with this because I think it's the biggest topic. The biggest question is where will Giannis be?
Are you sitting on? Because to me, what I think is going to be huge, and I said this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. The lottery. Yeah.
Monday's the draft lottery. So let's just say.
Just wait a minute. So are we going to see? Are you about to tell me based off what teams get what will determine whether or not Giannis is a Buck?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's the next day that's going to change the public narrative around this.
Because let's just use Utah as the example. I know it's probably not a great example. Let's just use Utah.
No, let's use San Antonio.
Sure.
Or let's use Houston as an example.
Craig, you must be listening to Kyle Bruston-Norman.
It's just common sense.
Houston has the best assets.
I mean, either I was listening to Kyle Bruston-Norman or I picked 2 teams that common sense-wise would make it intriguing.
You could have cross-promoted our show. Thanks, Craig.
You already did.
I'm happy to be back with you, Craig.
Chess versus checkers on display here on Sunday Karma. So, and you're going to know this better than me, but does Houston have a path to the number one overall pick or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Houston has Phoenix's number one pick.
Okay. Well, so it's unlikely, but there is a path there. But
so
still,
saying,
they have a boatload
both Houston
of picks.
And San Antonio has multiple shots at the lottery. So if either of those teams win, you know, there's going to naturally be the thought of, oh my God, they now, on top of all these other assets they have, whether it's draft picks or young players under, you know, team-friendly contracts, they also now have Cooper Flagg, who's, you know, considered, you know, on a rookie contract, one of the most valuable assets in the entire NBA.
Yeah, one of the most generational prospects in a few years, probably since Zion. But if I'm John Horst, I just don't know how you answer the phone call and even listen. That's the part I've struggled with this whole conversation.
And I don't think that's even the direction most people who are Bucks fans are thinking. They're more thinking like, oh my God, what's Giannis going to do? What's Giannis going to do? Not like, what are the Bucks going to do?
See, that's not what I'm worried about.
Yeah. So
really?
No.
The ball's in Giannis's court, though. And when Giannis he has eyes and he knows
basketball.
But
I understand this. And it goes back to the debate we were having Friday, Kyle, on KBN. And I read the comment he leaves on Bobby Portis talking about all the speculation. And he says, quote, don't worry about me, end quote. And, you know, Kyle's got trust issues, so that makes him even more worried about what Giannis will do.
Wait, that made you more worried?
But to me, that says, don't worry about me, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm
are you saying that's like, don't worry, just worry about yourself and don't worry about me? Yeah. I mean, what are you...
Craig, if
wait,
you...
and why do you explain the post? Because not everyone's...
Sure. So Bobby Portis appeared on FanDuel TV with Michelle Beadle and was talking about the Giannis, what do we want to call it, saga at this point? And Giannis commented on the post and said, don't worry about me, Bobby. What are you doing, staying or leaving?
Yeah.
And two notes in there, right? Don't worry about me. A, it indicates to me he's not going anywhere. And B, staying. He says, are you staying or leaving?
Yeah.
Staying says Milwaukee, right?
Right. So you're saying staying because that would indicate Giannis is here, so staying with.
It seems to me like that's a recruitment pitch by Giannis.
Yep.
Which means he's not going anywhere. So
And Kyle, what's your take on this? So you see that post differently?
Yeah, I see it post differently. Also, you can go to ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube to see the post really quickly. But yeah, I see it a little bit differently because of the fact that it says, don't worry about me. What are you doing, Bobby? He kind of did the laughing emoji. When somebody says, don't worry about me, they're kind of just saying, don't worry
about
me.
Are you saying it's more like,
yourself.
Take care of yourself? Like, yeah, I'll do me. I don't need anyone to put their stuff in my mouth.
I do think it's somewhat playful of him saying, don't worry about me, Bobby. Focus on you. But also,
and it is a tie. Lester and Forrest have tied. So we will give you the updated table as we sit right now. All teams having played 36 games except for Liverpool and Arsenal, Kyle. We are now 82 points for Liverpool. They have clinched the Premier League. Arsenal with 67 points. They have one game in hand.
Arsenal.
Newcastle after their...
Newcastle United is third place. Now
Newcastle with their victory today on...
What is happening in Europe in the Premier League? This is unimaginable. Newcastle is now third place.
Yeah, they have so much money.
When did they get money?
They're owned by a sovereign wealth fund. Newcastle.
What does that mean? Saudis?
One game. That means they're owned by Middle Eastern.
Oh, Middle Eastern oil money.
They're one game clear of Man City, who only were able to secure 1 point yesterday against Southampton.
Southampton. Oh my gosh, they should have had
who
more.
Has a league
they
low 12
never tied
points?
On the pitch.
Who has a league low 12 points?
Oh,
and then
blasphemous.
Chelsea.
Preposterous.
Chelsea, who today loses to Newcastle. So they're in a tie with Aston Villa at 63 points. Forest 1 point behind at 62.
What it would be just amazing if Nottingham Forest was to win. Cheerio, bloke.
Yeah, that's...
If you do soccer updates, I require an accent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, agreed. I can't stand
agreed.
It.
Agreed. Agreed. All right, so...
Bro, you just cut off the
Kyle,
great
so
conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where we're at.
You were done. You said cheerio. That's goodbye.
No, he was saying the Bucks conversation.
Oh, well, that was his ADD.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Oh, wow. You're going to diagnose my guy like that?
I've diagnosed him multiple times in the show. There's without a doubt he has ADD.
Wow. No, I didn't know. We're just keeping everyone informed. Like when you're on live during some of the biggest events in the world of football,
and
people tune into this show expecting football to be updated.
Craig, whether I'm starting to think you're American
or UK.
Oh, you're talking
about... Oh, not
whatever
American
kind
football.
Of football, People expect on a Sunday morning show that we're going to talk football. And when there's a big football game going on, like there was at Forest, we're going to give you an update.
You very much disagree with the ADD diagnosis. You think you are doing your duties as a sports radio host to fill in everybody.
Of course.
With...
Yeah, I'm just keeping people up. I mean, I haven't given you any Barcelona updates, and that's a big game going on right now. But we're sticking. If I had ADD, I'd be giving you that update, which I'm not.
Sure.
I'm very focused. I'm keeping us very focused
on
the show today.
I do want to know, Craig, your level of confidence of Giannis being a Milwaukee Buck, for fans, do you think fans should feel pretty good that the organization is going to do everything they can to keep Giannis? Like, there won't be, because for me,
how could you ask that question?
I mean, do you feel
confident? No, but I'm saying, like, look at, again, actions over words, as they like to say on Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective. What have the Bucks organization done since the day, you know, the Wes Edens, Mark Lazary, like, they've done everything. If anything, people would say they've done too much.
Because
the Jrue Holiday trade and then the Dame trade has made it so that we don't have as many assets as people would want. And it's because pretty much every time Giannis has been extension eligible, the team has gone over the top to try to win now and go all in.
My biggest concern is, I appreciate people, but when Bud got fired, it let me know that this is a business. My biggest concern is John Horst. John Horst is the one who's pulling the strings, and John Horst got us a championship, but he can't control injuries. But at the end of the day, this team has not performed up to the level that they needed to. This is not once, not twice, but three times in a row being put out in the first round just isn't good enough, and I'm losing faith in the ability of John Horst to get us to a championship, to build a roster around Giannis. So I'm concerned that Giannis may look at this and say, how do I trust you to build a championship?
But you're talking about building a roster around Giannis when Giannis was hurt in
those postseasons. Giannis was the one injured.
And I know the Heat, the first Heat one,
I don't get the losing faith in Horst part of it. I don't understand that one. Kyle,
last offseason, the Bucks had three spots that were available on the roster, and they could only sign minimum contract people, and they signed DeLon Wright, who did not
work out
in a big way. Torian Prince, who led the NBA in three-point shooting, and Gary
that
Trent,
name? Exactly.
And Gary Trent,
exactly,
who was a integral
part
of,
huge part.
And those are minimum contracts.
You're missing the biggest thing, though. It's the fact that he's not just here to sign players and try to find deals of Gary Trent, who's probably going to walk at this point after this because he only signed a 1-year deal, didn't he?
The mid-level exemption because of the Chris Middleton Kyle Kuzma trade is now in play.
But you also need to be able to draft and develop. And that is the problem what the Milwaukee Bucks have had during the Horst era is they have not been able
to draft. Kyle, name one player in the last 3 years that's contributed that's picked between 20 and 30. Go.
I mean, I have to look up.
Who do you want?
I'll go look. Trust me, I can go look up and down. But at the end of the day, we have nobody. We have nobody. You can't tell me there's not one player
because
in the last
they're not picking
years.
In the lottery, Kyle, because they've been a competitor every
so
year.
So what I'm going to do for you, I'm gonna look between 20 and 30.
By the way, I believe Andre Jackson can be a contributor to the Bucks.
He was a
benched,
starter for half of the season.
But then he got benched. That's a problem.
Right. I'm saying this year he did. But he started 40 games, and he was a contributor to meaningful basketball. Now, I will say, I just picked up a random draft.
There's probably names.
From a few years ago. Brandon Podziemski, 29. Cam Whitmore, 20. Ben Shepherd, who is in the rotation for the Pacers, was picked 26 in that draft. Julian Strather, kind of outside of the Nuggets rotation, picked number 29 in that draft.
Last year, I know Keyshawn George was playing pretty well for the
Ajax
Wizards.
Was picked 36 in that draft. Pretty good value when you're looking who else is around. And I'm going through all the people below. And I mean, that's a pretty good value selection.
We do this all the time with the Packers.
Trace Jackson Davis did start last night for Golden State.
If you've got pick
57.
If you've got pick 4, it's a little bit easier to grab an instant contributor.
What you're telling me is this.
I'd rather have Damian Lillard than a scrub, yes.
Okay, so what you're saying is this, is that John, I'm not saying scrub. John Horst has had an opportunity to pick in the first round, and he hasn't hit anything. I'm not saying you got to hit every year, but I'm saying if you hit twice in the last, seven, eight seasons has been, I mean, that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a whole bunch. I'm just saying, man, if you take a lot of swings at least give me somebody, we have gotten nobody, and that is a problem. We could talk about the second round pick and Ajax. Ajax wasn't good enough. The Bucks have not done a good enough job to build a roster around Giannis through the draft. That's the problem. And that's where I'm apprehensive when it comes to John Horst. That's it. He just has shown that he cannot evaluate in the draft, and the Bucks have not been willing to develop young guys through the draft. And to me, that's how you build the roster. I thought when we drafted A.J. Johnson last year, I thought when we drafted him, that was going to be for the second act. When we drafted,
but then
Tyler
you
Smith
just said,
the
are the Bucks
act.
Willing to go all in and make sure Giannis knows and all that? That's the balance,
but
right?
You got, yeah. But at what point are you going to make that decision that we have to start preparing for the second act? Because you got rid of all your assets.
But if you didn't do the Middleton trade, then you're in the second apron, and then you have nothing you could do this offseason. No flexibility.
No, I completely get it. I'm just saying I have apprehension about John Horst simply because of his ability to draft, and some of the trades he may have not worked out. And that, I mean, it is. It's not. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, for a team that needs to show Giannis we have a future, the future is bleak because Horst hasn't done a good job of drafting young talent.
But again, give Strophy some credit here. The last time the Bucks have drafted in the top 20, do you know what pick it was and who the pick was?
Oh boy,
Dante DiVincenzo.
Yes. 2018 Dante DiVincenzo, which was a great pick, number 17.
17. Yeah.
Okay. That is a great pick at 17.
But he's gone now.
Right.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm saying Dante.
He knows of Serge Ibaka.
I mean, ultimately, it was probably that Dante wouldn't re-sign, so they were going to try to get something for
him. Something
rather
than
Pat
nothing.
Connaughton was. So you could argue that, you know, the Connaughton versus Dante decision, mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was a championship that wouldn't have happened without Pat Connaughton, so it's tough to argue that, right?
No, that's
the ultimate point here is the Damian Lillard trade just hasn't worked out, unfortunately, unfortunate circumstances, to the direction you thought it would. And when you were
and by the way, if you look at the Bucks postseason offense pre that trade in the previous postseason,
you
would say this trade makes sense. Mm-hmm. If the Bucks are going to win in the postseason, we're going to need a more efficient offense, and the Dame and Giannis combination.
I never knocked
right? I'm saying
I never knocked that trade for Dame because I saw people say, Drew. Yeah, Drew's like the fourth scoring option on the team. Yeah. All right. If he was the fourth scoring option, sure, that'd be great. But you need it.
I love Drew more than anyone, and I'm with you, Kyle. When the trade happened, we were like, you know what? They needed to be better offensively in the postseason if they were going to win another championship, and it just hasn't worked out, right, to this point, and it doesn't look like it's going to work out for the majority of next season, so it sets up a really, really fascinating offseason. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about the Cubs. Is there something that I really don't like, which maybe we'll do real quick when we get back. We'll talk about the Cubs thing real quick because we have Jason Wilde coming up in about 10 minutes. And instead of a 7-11 guest today,
oh no,
I'm throwing some little trivia your way.
So we're doing a normal OG 7-11.
Wait, you're not going to call Aaron Rodgers?
Nope, it's not going to be 7-11. It's not going to be 11. We're just going to have fun with some two little questions that I've. We'll have fun with one question. If it goes well, we'll do the second question.
Is Rodgers married?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah, Craig, you got to text him.
I'm telling you, you could see a lot of blue and not a lot of gray in my text conversation with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you keep going and keep texting?
Yeah, I'm like that. Like, well, hey,
just out
buddy.
Of curiosity, when's the last time you texted him?
I texted him after I watched the Enigma movie.
Okay. Oh, the that's documentary. Probably about 4 months ago?
Yeah.
He left you on red, or did he give you like a. Did he read it? Or
oh,
did
he didn't
not
respond.
Even open it?
He didn't like that documentary.
He did it.
He liked
what do
it.
You mean?
He had to.
I thought he had complaints with that.
No, it was guided towards him. All those Netflix documentries are always one-sided.
This Favre one's definitely going the other side.
You said the Farley one?
The Favre.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's a hit piece.
December 20th, I texted him, no response.
Did he read it, though?
Yeah, I mean, delivered. I don't know that it's read.
Oh, so your number's not delivered. Blocked. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Previous text to him was a really long one.
Oh.
On April 27th, 2022.
Oh, wow, it's been a while.
I did say reply optional on it to him.
Oh, wow. Wow. 2022. What was happening around that time? I wonder if somebody was getting ready to be traded.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that was a year before. 22 was his last season.
Yeah, it was.
April 22?
Yeah.
It was right around the draft. Oh.
He was disgruntled, but yeah. he did not leave yet.
He was gruntled for a while.
Gruntled.
Yeah. And then he got disgruntled. I don't know what was going on there.
All right. I distracted you again. Go
yeah, we were trying to go.
That's on me.
Because then we're going to do quick Cubs, then we're going to do
Wilde. I'll own that one, Craig.
Yeah,
that's on me.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
All right, Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, nah. I want to scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Carbless Talk and Text Line is open, 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line, list is more. Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails, list is more. Colin says Kyle's a scrub.
Wow, oh wow, Colin. Thanks, Colin.
Chef Ed says, a question for you guys. Should a husband feel obligated to get his wife a Mother's Day gift?
Yeah, what?
If you have kids, yes.
If you have children.
Should the dad get it or the kids? Like I'm saying, like if the kids are adult kids,
you're on your own.
Then it's not on the dad at that point.
Yeah, we take care of our mom. My dad, he did it for many, many years, so we take care of her today.
Rich says it was Dante versus Grayson Allen, not Dante versus Pat in that 21-22 season when the Bucks had to make some contract decisions.
It was Grayson.
Chef Ed comes back and says Aaron is not married. He wore the ring and got what he wanted you to talk about him.
Yeah,
Chef Ed's got it. It's you and Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's your friend.
He cares about me.
Chicago Cubs. Do you guys know what's about to happen this month?
An easier schedule?
Not an easier schedule.
The deficit just going to get worse.
So I got to read this to you, and this is sad. And the odds back it up if you look at it. So this is the Cubs after today's game against the Mets. And by the way, they beat the Mets last night. Cubs have 3 games against the Marlins at home. The Marlins are 15-23. The Cubs have 3 games against the White Sox at home. The White Sox are 11-29. If that wasn't easy enough, the Cubs then get to go play the Marlins in Miami for 3 games, where I'm sure there'll be more Cubs fans than Marlins fans. Then they go play the Reds for 3 games. Then the Cubs host the Rockies for 3 games. Any idea what the Rockies' record is?
Trash.
6-33. And then the Cubs get to host the Reds again. They may not lose the rest of May.
Here we go.
Do you know the Brewers to win the division are now 7-1?
Yeah, I should have waited to place my bet, huh?
7-1 just to win the division now. I mean, when you look at that schedule, another one-run awful loss against the Rays yesterday, back-to-back ones.
It's just a day.
And the Brewers they gave them 5 outs in the top of the inning. Were you watching that?
Yeah.
I mean, the routine ground ball to third base is thrown into the dugout. Yelly, who I'm not saying Yelly does the best job at running to first base. I couldn't tell if he was going to run hard the whole way, but he ends up, an error by the first baseman. So the Rays, who are this great fielding team but have questionable corner infield defense, give the Brewers first and third, bases loaded, one out. Can't get the run in. I think Frelick pops up to second.
Yeah, we're not going
to
talk about that.
And then Durbin flies out to left center. And then they lose. It just felt like that was coming. You had the ejection Friday night, but this was the last time in May that the Brewers had an easier matchup than the Cubs, and the Cubs have actually gained a game on the Brewers. And I said this was the year we had to scoreboard watch earlier than any year.
Yeah,
because the wild card, the wild card's not in play this year, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
So, every game is important, so make sure you're on the Brewers. All right, time is important when we get to talk to Jason Wilde. Kyle, he's with us today.
He sure should be. He's always here.
Well, it's Mother's Day.
You didn't ask?
Jason, Jason have this thing. Always here.
But I'm saying Jason's family's probably done an incredible job for Paula for Mother's Day.
Oh,
that is one thing I can guarantee.
100%. He has daughters. Have sons. Sons are... They're
like, you have an option? Did you just give advice? You can choose?
Actually, you can choose now.
All right. Well,
you didn't know
Kyle,
you didn't know this?
Watching on YouTube, Kyle, continue the show. And as Kyle's a geneticist now.
I'm telling y'all, if I have 2 children and they're both girls, I'm going to pay to make sure that they take the Y chromosome and it goes into the egg and I have my boy. I'm gonna have a little designer.
Wait, hold on. So, Craig, you chose
Jason Wilde is next. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. She might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end. She's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. No denying. I'm her girl.
A day that's filled with all of the feels, all of the emotions for Jason Wilde. Happy Mother's Day and good morning, Jason.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. No better place to spend it than at different sports. That's how we celebrate Mother's Day every year. So good to be with you, Craig.
So no brunch? No brunch? Anything scheduled for Paula?
So just finished with her soccer game, so we're just trying to figure out what our brunching options are.
So it's going to be like noodles and company for like 5 minutes in between games?
Exactly.
They've got those cool soda machines, though, at Noodles & Company. You can do all the flavors.
Those things are sweet. The freestyle. Yeah, the freestyle.
They had one of those at the Cousin Subs I was at yesterday.
All right, real quick, quick question for Kyle and Strophy. Do you think Jason and the girls had a Mother's Day present, like, where Paul, like, woke up and got, like, breakfast in bed, and, like, there was, like, a celebration as the day started?
Maybe not breakfast in bed, but I bet she had a present in her hand within the first 10 minutes of being awake.
Yeah, I don't think it was breakfast in bed, because if they had to get to a sporting event early in the morning, they had to move around.
Mother's Day present delivered within 30 minutes of awakening.
Oh, I would go even shorter
than that,
yes.
Before they left out the door.
Definitely.
For sure.
All right, Jason, what do you got?
Yeah, both wrong. Saving the president's present until after all the soccer games. So no breakfast in bed. That is the tradition. Maddie was very unhappy that we were not able to do that tradition, but we had to be on the road very early for game one today. So
I feel like Paula's like, no gifts in the morning. Let's be locked in for the games. Everyone needs to be locked in. Once the games are over, then we can think about Mother's Day.
Well, see, you know Paula. You've known her for a long time. That's exactly how she is.
Yes, let's get locked in. All right, so Jason, as we are locked in, I guess I can. I mean, the people are asking on the text line. Dustin says if you breed in the morning, breed in the morning, you are more likely to have girls. Kyle is like this geneticist who's now saying that you can decide if you want a girl or a boy, Jason. That he wants, he'll insert a Y chromosome to make sure that one of his two kids is a boy.
With the help of my doctors.
Oh, okay. You're not just doing that.
Nobody's going to ask Jason if he bred in the morning, right?
No.
Nobody's going to ask that question.
Okay,
just making sure.
But I think Jason's happy he didn't get an extra Y chromosome in there, and he's happy with two girls. So from that, we won't even ask you to answer anything, Jason. We will just say, were you at the Rogers wedding or the engagement party?
I was not at either one. Quick story, though. I did expect and obviously had much more experience having coached boys and having been around boys, that I'll never forget going to the ultrasound with Paula for Maddie. And we tell this story every once in a while. I'm holding her hand as we're about to find out, you know, are we having a boy or a girl? I honestly don't remember doing this, but I was holding her hand and then the technician said, well, congratulations, it's going to be a girl. And apparently I let go of Paula's hand, crossed my arms, and let out a very deep sigh. Because immediately I was thinking about prom and boys and all the challenges that come with having girls. But I could not have been lucky. I think I'm wired to be a girl dad, so I'm really lucky to have these two.
You know what they say, if you have a boy, you have to worry about one of them.
Yes.
If you have a girl, you have to worry about all of them. I'll let Kyle, you figure out what them is. Did you figure it out, Kyle?
Yeah, them nasty boys.
No, but did you figure out what them is?
A little bit more specific.
Them boys?
No, if you have a girl, you have to worry about one of them. If you have a girl, you have to worry about all of them.
Yes.
I don't need to say the word anatomy. I think you'll figure out. I'll say it one more time. If you have a girl, you have to worry about one. If you have a boy, you have to worry about one of them. If you have a girl, you have to worry about all of them.
I don't know where to go with this because I don't know if it's appropriate.
Don't answer.
Right. That's why we're just going to move on. So, Jason, you were not invited to the wedding or the engagement party?
No. You know who the last person was to use that? I only have to worry about one. And, Jason, you have to worry about all of them. Matt LaFleur, while we were standing talking on the sideline at the rookie camp. Like, literally, the fact that we stumbled upon that phrase of having to look out for one, you know what.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur is a delightful guy, by the way. I hung out with him more the day of the draft than I had ever before. What a nice guy, a smart guy. I didn't know his dad lives in, like, the Green Bay, like, village or whatever.
Yeah,
dang, does he want people to know that?
At Titletown. Yeah. Yep. And he has two boys. So yeah. That's why he and I were talking about the girls.
Dude, think about if you're Matt LaFleur's dad and you live in like the Titletown village, like you're kind of like the mayor, right? Like, wouldn't that be the coolest place to live? Like your son becomes the coach of the Packers and then you're living like, do you think he's paid for a thing ever? Like, do you think, like I'm saying, forget meals. Like, I feel like he can go to the Bass Pro Shops and just like grab a fishing, like, like grab some fishing supplies. You can't charge Matt LaFleur's dad for anything if you're in Titletown.
Well, I can tell you this, when they played the Rams, we asked Matt who, you know, is it you or your brother? Cause obviously Mike is now the offensive coordinator with the Rams, a job that Matt had previously had. We had asked him who his mom's favorite was, Mike or Matt, and Matt said probably my brother, even though I bought them their condo, and they live by us. So he did have to pay for it. He did not get it. There, that is not one of the perks of being the Packers coach, that you get a free Titletown flat residence.
Yeah.
I think he can afford it. He'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, I actually think the interesting thing is actually kind of the opposite. So if you're Matt LaFleur, do you think in Wisconsin or someone like at that level, do you think you're more likely to get things hooked up with you for free? Or is it more like, oh, I know how much money he has, I'm going to charge him more. Like, do you think
depends
there's a,
if you're winning.
That's actually illegal.
Do you think there's a tax though on being well-known? Or do you think it's like you get hooked up for being well-known in Wisconsin?
The latter.
I think it's amazing how folks that don't need to be hooked up are most frequently hooked up.
That's a good point.
Right? Like, but it is, and I'm not criticizing that because
you
really
want,
because
Jason wants to get hooked up.
Jason does get hooked up.
Yeah, I know he does. That's why he doesn't want to criticize it, because he wants to make sure he continues to get hooked up.
I need to get a little bit higher up in the pecking order first. But yes, I do think he gets taken well care of. Like, let's be honest, we just saw it in action when he was at the Tundra Trio and we had that great half hour conversation, but he got a free family membership to the Pickler Mark Tauscher. So, and I'm pretty sure he could have paid his membership fee. So definitely he gets hooked up more often than not.
I mean, but if the Pickler's on the top of your list of hookups, then you haven't made it.
I don't think anyone said it was on the top of this list, but I think, Tausch might say it's on the top of this list.
Yes, that might be the case. All right. So I guess, does this mean Jason hasn't been invited to the engagement party or the wedding?
I would take that as a no.
So I was not invited. And I'll be honest, you know, Homer filled in for Tausch on the day the day after that news had broken.
And what is the news officially? Just that he was wearing something on his finger?
He was wearing appeared to be a wedding ring.
Yes, at the Kentucky Derby party, he was photographed or video of him with a dark, looked like almost a black wedding band.
Now, could that be an aura ring or something? Like, or are we just sleep?
We talked about that too. Apparently, Danny Zetterman, our teammate in Chicago, is a longtime Aura Ring user, and he said you're supposed to wear it on your middle or pointer finger, either hand. So we don't think that was our first question. Was, well, maybe he's just, because you know how he loves to create stirs. Maybe it's just an Aura Ring and he's just having some fun with it. But Danny, being the expert that he is, informed us that that's not the case. So, look, I don't know if he's married or not, but Homer, you know, he filled in for Tausch that morning, and that was all he wanted to know. Like, he right out of the shoot when the show started. And so I have held off on texting the newlywed quarterback, if that's what he is, because then I get into the gray area. Is that information I'm allowed to share? Is that private? Like, he hasn't announced it, and we know that he announced his engagement to Shailene Woodley when he was accepting his MVP award. Right. So if he hasn't announced it, I don't want to know and then have to pretend that I don't know. So I have just sort of let him. I've held off until.
I have a thought.
A, he announces he's a Steeler.
Wait, let's go. Okay, so Jason, let's just go backwards in time. All right, Strophy, go yours, and then we'll.
I have been known to bully Jason into texting people when he doesn't necessarily know whether or not he should. Here's my thought, Jason.
Yeah. Wait, quick. This is really important.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kyle, are we going to be able to take this to up to 11, or are we going to need to.
We're taking it to 11.
Okay. We can?
Did you not tell him that?
I did. I said no break. Go.
Okay, go. All right, Strophy, you go.
So I think your angle here, Jason, is start with just a simple congratulations, comma, I think, question mark, and see what he says to that. And then I think you can angle that into having him on the show soon.
That's awful.
Why? It's very friendly, right?
Like
if there was a rumor floating around, Craig, that you got married.
Strophy, who's the coolest person, like most famous person you have a relationship with on text?
I don't know.
That's exactly
Kyle
why.
Kyle Wallace?
That's exactly why. With congratulations question
mark. But that sounds friendly.
No, that's not.
It's hot, you've stirred up the news cycle. We don't really know if it's true. Congratulations, I think.
No.
And then that opens the door for him to say whatever he wants.
No. Jason, explain to Strophy that would be like your last reply text. That you'd get the Schefter lose my number on that.
I had forgotten about that line. That was really something. That's not good. You set this up. Well, I love the fact that you set this up by acknowledging that you bullied me into texting Goody.
Yeah, it didn't work either.
And it was a complete abject failure.
But here's why.
It's qualified. To suggest a new idea.
I think I'm trying to overcorrect here, Jason, because when we drafted up that text to Goody, it was like multiple paragraphs long. I think if we just go the couple words route, you're more likely to receive a response.
Don't listen to Strophy. All right, here's my question
for you.
The
last time you texted Rogers, he didn't respond to you either.
Right.
Maybe you need fresh ideas, Craig.
But I'm not looking for a response. I just want him to know. And
that,
like,
you're thinking about him?
Yeah, I want, like, he had done the documentary, and I wanted him to, like, I wanted him
for
to
for somebody that's
know
criticizing
the
my lack of relationships, it seems like you don't have much of one.
I don't. But I, like, oftentimes when creators create something, because I've done a movie and it meant a lot to me, I like them to know, just, you know, to get that feedback for them as a creator. It's not about me and the response
so
they have to me.
You sent him your director notes on Enigma?
I sent him just my thoughts on his vulnerability and his willingness to do what he did because of how unique I thought it was.
And
that's a great message.
But he
clearly
didn't want
seen,
the feedback.
We have not seen. Why?
Because he didn't respond to you.
No, I don't need it. I'm not looking for something back in return. That's the point. Like I give feedback to people for the feedback, not for myself.
This sounds like a one-sided relationship.
But at the minimum,
it's not a relationship.
But at the minimum,
I was just giving him feedback.
Wouldn't you like?
No,
I've received the message. Thanks.
I don't care. No, it's not about me. When I give someone feedback, it's not about me. It's about them.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure?
Yes,
that's strong.
But it's feedback that was not asked for.
Yeah, it wasn't
right?
Unsolicited.
Like, if you gave me feedback, I think, you know, we're co-hosts. We shared the show together. So if you said, "Hey, Stroph, that segment was really bad," that's feedback I'm looking for. But something that he put out
right,
into
but
the
I'm
ether
giving
that he's
you,
proud of,
right?
He's not looking for feedback.
I think he would have appreciated the feedback he got. All right, Jason. Let's
you think he would have told you. He could have thumbs up.
He could have said thanks.
He left you on red.
I don't need the feedback.
If I may.
Yeah.
If I may, he is not the greatest respondent to messages, whether they're positive, negative, indifferent. And you can ask Brian Bulaga. You can ask Tausch. All the guys that played with him. So I would say, in defense of you, Craig, the message you sent did not ask for a response. So frequently he doesn't respond to messages that do require a response. So there's no way he's going to respond to that. I'm sure he appreciated it because he is wired that way, and I'm sure getting positive feedback.
Jason, I think he gets so many people who are either want something from him or are looking for angles to critique him that there are times where I will send him an affirming message that I think he will appreciate when I think it's valid. So, Jason,
how are we still talking Rogers years
exactly?
After? He took over. We got all.
So
this
So that's
stuff.
What I want to know, to Jason, because he was saying that he didn't want to know something that he couldn't share. So what I'd love to have Jason right now. Jason's top three things that he has known that he could not share. Because now the time has passed and all that. Kyle, are you ready for this? Like, this is groundbreaking stuff.
I am ready for it.
Strophy, are you nervous?
I'm worried he's not going to do it. Stuff.
You don't think he'll do it?
No, because here's why. So rarely do I have, because I'm such a bad secret keeper. Like, we joke on our show that I knew about Tausch getting into the Packers Hall of Fame, and it's unique because it's one of the rare pieces of information that I've ever had that I actually successfully kept secret. Now, I've kept people's names secret when they've been sources. But, like, you know, for example, my favorite one of those stories is Mike McCarthy in his first year as a coach. Al Harris, and I know, Strophe, you've heard this story before.
All right, then it's not that good. If Strophe's heard it, it's not that good.
We want some good.
Well, he's told this story many times before. Okay, Al Harris was a source.
Right, but what about a situation like, let's say Aaron, and now it's all good because it's all out there, but like, let's say if Aaron had told you something that, like, at the time you're like, wow, and then it ultimately came to be, so like now it's like old news, but you knew and you had to hold it in.
Yeah, I mean, usually most of our conversations that I couldn't share were him venting his frustration about various coaches or people.
Wait,
or
can I give you one? Because I know one.
Yeah, let's hear it. I want some tea right now.
What's happening?
This is for Jason. Jason, are you sure I can do this?
Well, I don't know what you're about to do, so I don't know.
All right.
I think you should do it.
All right, so one of them that I thought was crazy was that, and I don't want, Jason could clarify and, you know, either shut it down or whatever.
Yeah, you can say stop if you need him to stop, Jason.
That Aaron, during one of his last two MVP seasons, believed that if he was not the MVP of the league, he would not have his job the next year.
Oh.
Right? I mean, Jason.
Kyle found that to be underwhelming.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this before.
You've heard that?
That's not shocking to me.
I think Jason
that he had to literally be the MVP of the league to keep his job? That's wild.
But that sounds more to me like a competitor's mindset than something he was told directly.
No, you don't deserve this music. I don't think anyone told him that, but I do think Craig is right. That is 100% true that he thought they drafted his replacement. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have an MVP season, that he would not be back.
But that sounds
but that's literally wild for a first ballot Hall of Famer and for the guy who's probably, no offense to Brett Favre and Bart Starr, probably, like, if you look at it, the best quarterback in franchise history, that he felt like if he was not the MVP, he would lose his job.
But I think that's what makes the Love pick, aside from, you know, what you're going to get the next decade, so impressive, because it built a chip on one of the all-time great quarterback's shoulders.
But and it worked. Let's go back to Jason. Jason was holding on to this information during the season, knowing that the quarterback felt this way. I mean, that's wild to me. I don't know how you guys don't think that's a big deal.
They're just not easily impressed.
Well, no, I just feel like...
And maybe now when you look back, it's like, oh, not a big deal. But at the time, the guy's quarterbacking, and if he's not the MVP of the league,
sure,
he thinks he's going to not have his job?
I guess I see why you're entertained by this. Yeah. Maybe it's hard.
You're entertained by this.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure, but I mean, like you said, he wasn't actually told that. I mean, he really probably had to play at an extremely high level, because I'm assuming that's after he played pretty bad the year before. I shouldn't say bad. He wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I think they had every year with Matt LaFleur, they won like 13 games every year or something.
And then 20, he was the best season of his career.
Yeah, but going in when they drafted Jordan Love that year.
No. We're not talking the year after they drafted. We're talking about his MVP years, which by that point, they were already winning 13 games every year.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
All right, Jason, I guess they're not impressed. So I guess maybe you, in their opinion, you don't keep any good secrets.
I want some good tea, some current tea. Why is Jaden Reed mad on Twitter all the time?
He's not mad.
I mean,
just
he's motivated.
Reflective.
I love him, but what's going on in that man's head? I like him a little. I love him, but I'm curious to know.
I like him a little. I love him.
Is this something that has to do with Matthew Golden being
drafted? Wait, why is everyone saying Romeo Doubs is gone? Last quickie, Jason.
Because, tell him, Jason, because Aaron Rodgers loves Romeo Doubs, right?
Yeah, that's so strange.
That's another one where, so standing there talking to Romeo in training camp 2023, when he says, and I quote, "I learned a lot from Aaron, even with him barely speaking to me," I immediately then texted Rogers. I said, "Hey, look, I'm going to write this. He said it. But I don't remember this being the case last year." And I did not expose what Rogers said, but he did. He was like, "He's a weird guy. I had lunch with him a bunch. I don't understand why he would feel that way." So now to hear them, this being reported out of Pittsburgh, that and I think Albert Breer said this too, that Rogers has this level of affinity for Romeo Doubs. Maybe that has happened in the intervening years. I mean, Romeo lives in L.A. Maybe they worked out together or something at the same facility, but that is not my understanding of that relationship.
But Jason, so we can agree that Pickens is the least Aaron Rodgers receiver could ever have in the NFL, right?
Yes, that trade was the least surprising trade I have seen in a very long time.
But I would also say he's the least Mike Tomlin guy, you know, also, right?
Fair.
So Pickens, right? Who disappeared, you could see on the Netflix Christmas game and then their playoff game, and not just disappeared, but was like a negative, not like a neutral, was dropping balls and was, you know, awful in terms of body language, everything.
Terrible.
Like
that's him.
No, yeah,
that's him.
I'm saying, you know, that. So I don't think that's surprising from a Tomlin standpoint, but that also, like, when people were saying Rodgers to the Steelers, I was like, I don't see him enjoying that. So that to
is
me,
he a
definitely,
fan of DK?
I mean, DK, yes, DK is the kind of guy he could work with. I just don't. Pickens, and he has. Yeah,
they've worked out together this offseason.
Yeah, Pickens was the guy. So wait, so Jason, you think he'll be there in Pittsburgh?
I don't, but again, I don't know the Steelers' interest is in him. I have not seen this reported by, you know, when Adam Schefter reports something, I believe it, right? I mean, he has about a 99% shooting percentage. Like when other people come up with stuff, it's kind of like the Packers trading for DK Metcalf. Like I was told they never were interested in making that move. And I certainly knew that they weren't interested in signing Davante Adams, because they never called Davante because he told me that. So,
and they didn't reply to your text that Strophy made you send.
He did. Goody did not. And by the way, to just circle back to that, I think Tausch had the greatest view of that. He said the text to Goody should have been, "Are you interested at all in Davante Adams? If you don't respond, I'll take that as a yes. You're interested."
Yep. See, that's why Tausch has...
Okay, hold on. We got derailed.
Why Tausch has way more famous people than Strophy does.
I just want to clarify, Kyle. I know you're yelling at us to break. Did you say you don't think he'll be in Pittsburgh?
Romeo Doubs?
Oh, Rogers.
We thought you meant Rodgers.
No, I don't think Romeo Doubs will be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, we thought you meant Rodgers.
I think we all thought you meant Rodgers.
I fully expect Rodgers to be there.
Okay.
This has not been happy Mother's Day, everybody. But yeah. I feel like I have been off my game. I will do better next Sunday.
This is one of your better appearances.
I think this is all us.
No, this is the vibe we're looking for on this show. If you turn to the show and you're like, "Yeah, Jason just sounded like he did on every other show," then we didn't accomplish what we're looking
point.
For. We're trying to break the mold on Sundays. If you're like, "Wow, that was the most disjointed Jason Wilde appearance of the week," then it's like, "Oh, it was memorable."
You asked a man about mornings. This is crazy.
Well, you claim that you can choose which gender you're going to have.
Let's let Jason.
Is it ethical to do it, though, Kyle?
No, that's not for me to decide. Oh, I guess it is.
Well, you're saying it is
Jason,
for me to
you
decide.
Have a great one.
Happy Mother's
Bye,
Day,
Jason.
Everybody. All right, when we come back, I will ask you guys a little trivia question.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little fun, and if it goes well, we'll do a second one. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.